From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the Jordanian port city of Aqaba today, the roadmap for peace in the Mideast was formally launched. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon promised to dismantle unauthorized settlement outposts in the West Bank. His Palestinian counterpart, Mahmoud Abbas, renounced terrorism. President Bush called the Aqaba summit a good beginning and vowed to remain engaged in the process. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
After 32 months of bloodshed and mistrust, this summit was nothing like the optimistic meetings of the last decade, but officials said there was perhaps a more practical approach, taking small steps on a long road to peace. U.S. officials said Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas exceeded expectations with his pledge to end Palestinian attacks against Israelis. Through an interpreter, Abbas even pledged to join the war against terrorism.
Our goal is clear, and we will implement it firmly and without compromise. A complete end to violence and terrorism, and we will be full partners in the international war against terrorism, and we will call upon our partners in this war to prevent financial and military assistance to those who oppose this position.
For his part, Prime Minister Sharon said it was not in Israel's interest to govern the Palestinians, and that Israel would ease living conditions in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. He also affirmed his commitment to pulling down at least some settlement outposts in the West Bank.
In regard to the unauthorized outposts, I want to reiterate that Israel is a society governed by the rule of law. Thus, we will immediately begin to remove unauthorized outposts.
President Bush, a devout Christian, said it was time to recognize that the Holy Land must be shared by Israelis and Palestinians. He specified his support for Israel as a Jewish state, a nod to Israel's fears of being overwhelmed by returning Palestinian refugees. And he announced that U.S. monitors would soon be on the ground to verify that the parties are living up to their obligations.
My government will provide training and support for a new, restructured Palestinian security service. And we'll place a mission on the ground, led by Ambassador John Wolfe. This mission will be charged with helping the parties to move towards peace, monitoring their progress, and stating clearly who is fulfilling their responsibilities.
Palestinian legal advisor Diana Boutu said if Israel only takes down a few settler trailers from hilltops, that won't bring peace. But she was encouraged to hear that U.S. monitors would soon be on hand to see if the rhetoric results in positive action.
Well, the next step will be to get the monitors on the ground and to actually see whether Israel has actually stopped the settlement expansion and dismantled these outposts that they claim to be dismantling.
For Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Jonathan Peled, the entire effort hinges on whether Abbas can deliver on his pledge to end Palestinian attacks.
And I think slowly but surely the pieces will fall into their place if we see a serious fight against terrorism, if confidence can be rebuilt, and I think then practically any hurdle can be negotiated, discussed, and hopefully even ironed out.
Familiar obstacles remain. Hamas and Islamic Jihad spokesmen have offered a ceasefire, but repeated today that they would not disarm while the occupation continued. Meanwhile, the Israeli right continues to strongly oppose a Palestinian state. For veterans of past failed peacemaking efforts, the most hopeful event of the day took place in the background. As the leaders were meeting, Israeli and Palestinian cabinet ministers gathered in impromptu meetings of their own. It was a small sign, but then this was a summit of small steps. As President Bush left for Qatar, he told reporters, "I'm a master of low expectations." He said this summit met expectations. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Aqaba.